right?
Yeah.
And so it's also, it sounds like fear. You go to bed and then get up. But nowadays it's hard. Sometimes people just can't get up because, for whatever reason, right? Just don't have that kind of thing. So I just say we appreciate the very basic thing. I mean, we human race thing. And like today we also, there's a hymn say that man and the God are reconciled. Right? Human race sin. Human race became an enemy of God. And there could no stand before God. We were in a horrible thing. But here we have Jesus Christ died. And Jesus Christ died on the cross. And he earned his victory on the cross, on the very thing, was a humiliating, horrible thing. But he earned his victory.
Amen.
So we can come back to God.
Amen.
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 So enjoying
the tables meeting concerning the Lord's incarnation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy for me to enjoy the Lord. It's our Savior to die for us and resurrected, become life-giving spirit for us to enjoy. But His incarnation is really important. It's so enjoyable. Because, you know, this past weekend, listened to some messages, and the brothers sharing really reminds me that, you know, in the Old Testament age, 4,000 years, God, even though children of Israel, they have God, Jehovah, but there's no relationship between God and man. Only until the Lord came, God become the flesh, like a human, then we have a relationship with our God, our Father. He became a man like us. And, you know, the brother also remind me that, you know, our salvation is not stopped at the crucifixion hours since God saved. But actually, there is even more. He's conforming us into His image. And God's eternal purpose is His beloved Son, His divine light can be manifested, can be expressed through us. So I really enjoy the hymn we had. 132 verse 4 says, He as God with men is mingled, like Brother Richard shared. God in man is testified. He as man with God is blended. Man in God is glorified. I enjoy that. Today, we are in the Lord Jesus. We can be glorified. This divine light can be shined forth through our human living. And I also enjoy the verse in day one, John 1:14. And the Word became flesh, tabernacle among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. And in the message here says that the word is God's definition, explanation, and expression. So He said the Word became flesh. Means that the Lord Jesus is the Word became flesh, and He is a definition, an explanation, expression of God. So when we see the Lord, actually, the Lord is an explanation. It's a definition, an expression of God. And we need to be this, our living need to meet this, right? When people see us, they should see the explanation of God. Amen. Meaning that when they see us, they need to see God. So I also appreciate Brother Minjin's testimony that, you know, in our day-to-day living, even though we have some, like, you know, like offensive, have some situation, but we have a divine life inside of us. We don't need to rely on our natural life anymore. Exercise of spirit, turn to spirit, and allow the divine life to be expressed. So I enjoyed the last paragraph, day one. It says the Lord is a very good parent to depend on this divine life. He put all the days He stays on earth, He put Himself on the cross. He remained on the cross to die so that He might live by God. So this is our destiny, and we should practice every day. For me, I still feel short sometimes. I just easily depend on my own strength or my own virtue. But the Lord wants us to put ourselves on cross all our days on earth so that we might live by His divine life.
Amen.
There is a portion that I remembered from when I was in the training, the practical expression of the church. And this one says, the principle of incarnation is that in everything, God is mingled with man, and man is mingled with God. Man must cooperate with God before the Lord can work. And I just really enjoyed David sharing in the opening with Brother Minjin, because I don't think most of the times we really consider, at least from my own experience, that the Lord's ministry almost in us to make us, you know, transform us and conform us is that it's in the principle of incarnation. So I just really appreciate the whole picture that we see in John, right? The Lord been manifested in the flesh. And even John 14:9 says that if you have seen me, then you have seen the Father, he who sent me, right?
Amen.
So when we see the Lord, we beheld the Lord's face. So I just really appreciate that the Lord became a man, that man may become God.
Amen.
So in order for us to behold this precious God, the Lord had to become a man. He had to become little like us so that we would be able to receive him. So I just really appreciate that the Lord did not just stop there in incarnation for to be the only individual Christ who will redeem us, but he continues as a corporate Christ. And so that's why I really enjoyed on day 5. It says that this is the great mystery of godliness, God manifested in the flesh. But it also says that we should be reminded that the flesh is merely an earthly vessel. An earthen vessel. The key of to God's manifestation is in our spirit. And Ephesians 5:32 continues to tell us that this mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. So praise the Lord that there is and the church. Just when the Lord said, you know, to go tell the disciples that he had resurrected and Peter. I just love that conjunction, you know, and the church.
Amen.
So we are included here.
Amen.
And it continues in 1 Corinthians, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
So not only do we receive this divine life, and we can continue, like we don't stop at God's incarnation when he became incarnated, but we continue as a corporate Christ.
Yes.
So I just really appreciate, you know, that in the church, we can really experience Galatians 2:20 and really just allow the Lord to work himself in us.
Amen.
And so I really appreciate that part of, in order for us to be manifested, in order for God to be expressed through us, is by the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So what we do every day is very important. The choice is before
Amen.
Our eyes. And when we really enjoy the Lord as the one who works himself in us, we can really express the Lord.
Amen.
So when others see us, then there is an expression. So this weekend, as some of you brothers know, some of the brothers went to the Itero. So as soon as, you know, Venus was going to go to Itero, I was like, freedom, like inwardly. I didn't say it like outwardly, but Venus knows me and he knows that, you know, I like to be free. So I almost feel like he's like my spiritual, you know, like reminder. And so when he was going to leave, I had all of these things. Okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But as I was enjoying the week, praise the Lord reminded me, you know,
Amen.
You need to be found. I need to be found. You need to be found in me.
Amen.
So I was praying to learn. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to rearrange the house. I'm going to do all of these things. But I just felt like alone without him. And so I don't know, the Lord was just touching me. He was like, do something with the sisters, do something with the saints. And I was like, but it's a weekend of rest. But the Lord just was so sweet to me. And I was just very happy, you know, to fellowship in the body, like function and serve in the body, even on a weekend with the saints, coordinated, and just enjoying the Lord. And even having some college sisters over, and then enjoying a time together. Then also yesterday taking care of another new college student and just spending time with her. And then after that going with another sister to spend. So there was no time for me. So praise the Lord that we can be found in the Lord. But the sweetness is really when we are in the body.
Amen.
So like the brother opened last week, you know, how can we be found in God in the church as the living house of God? In the same way where we're not in the meetings, we can still bring this corporate enjoyment in our daily living. So praise the Lord for the exercise of our spirit. May we be those who just continue to turn to the Lord moment by moment so that when they see us, they see the glory of God in us.
Amen.
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 It's 1 Timothy 3:16. Many years ago when I started my church life, not for long, I think this is one of my favorite verse of very not many Bible verses. At that time, I probably don't know much. But when I learned of this verse with the explanation from the ministry, I just feel in awe. I just feel I touch really the high peak truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Brother Minjing already explained that, right? This verse 15 and 16 is talking about the church.
Amen.
And so 16 definitely is talking about church, not only the individual Christ. Mm-hmm. And but I believe, as our brother told us, not many Christians really see this.
Right.
We really, really have God's mercy. We can see such high peak truths.
Amen.
And so many years passed. I think I appreciate more and more Bible verses.
Amen.
And but for this one, I really feel my concern is more how much we have that reality. So we know this is God's, the essence of God's economy, right? The book of this series, we come to the last message. And this series is what? It's talking about living and serving according to God's economy.
Amen.
Concerning the church.
Yes.
Even this past 9 weeks, I was thinking this morning, do we as a church, we have more reality of this verse, 1 Timothy 3:16. I believe we have some. We cannot say we don't have any. But I think, at least I'm asking myself, I feel we are still very short of it. But the key is what? I think, Sister Eddie mentioned, I think the key is we need to be in our spirit.
Yes.
We need to exercise our spirit. We always be in our spirit. So we know the purpose, God's, the function is the church need to like our head. We have this reality of the manifesting of God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But how? I was touched by this. I think in day three, it mentioned about that. We need to manifest God in the flesh.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Not by the flesh. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Because we, if we are not in the spirit, we are in our flesh. In our flesh, we won't be able to manifest Christ.
Right.
And I think also in day three, but it's also in the footnote. This verse, footnote 5, I was very touched by this. I just want to read to all the brothers and sisters. We're talking about this. After we talk, you say, manifest in the flesh. The next sentence say, justify in the spirit. Justify in the spirit. So he said, justify also mean what? Vindicated. The incarnated Christ in his human living was not only vindicated as the Son of God by the Spirit, but also justified, proved, and approved as right and righteous by the Spirit. He was manifested in the flesh, but was vindicated and justified in the Spirit. He appeared in the flesh, but he lived in the Spirit. He appeared in the flesh, but he lived in the Spirit and offered himself to God through the Spirit. I just want to stop here. It's very, very wonderful.
Amen.
We continue to read. But the key for him to be able to be manifest in the spirit, in the flesh, is because he lived in the Spirit.
Amen.
And for us, right, we know this verse is not talking about the head Christ only. It's the corporate Christ.
Amen.
For us to be able to manifest in the flesh, manifest God in the flesh, we need to be justified in the Spirit.
Amen.
By living in our spirit.
Amen.
In this way, we will have the reality. Otherwise, I'll feel so many years past. I may feel this is wonderful. This is high peak truth. But I want, today, I want to have more reality in myself and cooperate in the church.
Amen.
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 This request is quite abstract. What is manifestation? Manifestation is something abstract, become tangible, become real, that we can touch it, we can see it. Like Christ, and John mentioned, in the beginning was the Word. Word was with God. God, the Word was God. What is it? Word. What is it? We just know the Word is what God speaks to us. But it's not tangible. It's, we cannot touch it. And then one day, it's incarnated, become flesh, become Jesus, become Christ, that we can see and we can observe. That is manifestation, what we cannot see, become real in our everyday life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the function of the church.
Amen.
Something that is mystery will become real in our daily life.
Amen.
And in the past 2 weeks, we also see that the church is the house of living God.
Amen.
We all must be living, brothers and sisters. We are not dead here. And we will also experience, become the pillar and base of the truth.
Amen.
So God's manifestation, God in the flesh, not only in Christ, but also should be in us. Like brothers mentioned, that to some extent we already manifested God in our daily life. It's not full or complete, but we are still on the way to be renewed every day.
Yeah.
When we come to the meeting, brothers and sisters, we are already manifested God in the flesh. When we come to the church, when we pray, there is manifestation of God in the flesh. When we read the Bible, there is manifestation of God in the flesh. Oh Lord, but not only that, that is required our living, the church as the whole, to live out Christ. The first item that mentioned the whole church to live out Christ. What is this, brothers and sisters? It's here. It's godliness.
Amen.
Godliness is manifestation of God in the flesh. Brother mentions here, in our living, even the shoes we are wearing, the hair we are combing, the shirt, the dress we are wearing, should be manifested in the flesh, manifested of God in the flesh.
Amen.
If I come here, brothers and sisters, I am wearing very weird with color of dress, do I expressing manifesting God in the flesh? The answer is definitely no. When I come here, brothers and sisters, and when I'm not listening, for example, the brothers and sisters sharing, is that manifestation of God in the flesh? I'm reading my own WhatsApp. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. When we are all living and manifested God's in the flesh, and then brothers mentioned also in the 1 Corinthians 14, when people see us, will believe that God is among us.
Amen.
Oh, when we manifested God in the flesh, one is here mentioned in the 1 Timothy, is seen by the angel, justified in the spirit. Not only seen by human beings, brothers and sisters, is seen by angel also, justified in the spirit. And also when we are law living, manifesting God in the flesh in our daily living, 3:16 mentions, brothers, we are preached to the nations. We become the gospel to the nations.
Right. Amen.
Preached to the nations, and people, because seeing our living, will believe Christ is Jesus. Jesus Christ is God. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are all can be manifesting God in the flesh.
Amen.
And that is why when we come to here, to the meeting, brothers and sisters, we are strengthened. with all brothers and sisters children.
Yes, amen. Mm.
So that is why we need to come to the meeting.
Amen. Amen.
To encourage each other. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I was so touched, actually, by, I want to follow Brother Kyle's sharing. In 1 Corinthians 6:17, day 5, but he who's joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
And I'll follow Sister Adi. The key to God's manifestation in us is our spirit.
Yes.
In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul goes on to tell us that we should exercise ourselves unto godliness.
Amen.
To exercise ourselves unto godliness is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
So that we may express the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh. And then in the last paragraph, that before we do anything, we should exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Then our spirit will lead us, and whatever we do will be godliness.
Amen.
God manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
This is the exercise unto godliness. And then Brother Lee goes on to share, you know, like the brother just shared, you know, if we are godly, it will affect the choice of the pictures we hang in our bedroom, the kind of clothes that we wear, our hairstyle, our conversation. The inward life of godliness has an outward expression.
Amen.
Such a manifestation of godliness is a testimony.
Amen.
And has an impact on those who meet with us.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord, through the ministry.
Amen.
We can see very clearly this is God's desire. And saints, when you look at the world situation, the conflict in Ukraine, in Europe, the conflict in Israel, you know, it is not... I just have a sense we're in the end times. And in Revelation, the Lord is calling out to every single church, all seven churches, for overcomers, for the saints to live this manifestation of godliness, that each church would be a full expression of what Brother Lee shared. God has become man so that man may become God in life and nature, not in the Godhead, to produce a corporate God-man for the manifestation of God in the flesh.
Amen.
This is the last thing. This is what it was so much in God's heart. Job felt that there was something in God's heart, but he didn't know what it was. And Moses, Abraham, all of these didn't really know this key central burden. What is so deep in God's heart, so close to God, is this matter of the complete mingling of God and man. And saints, I tell you, I want to just, for so many of you who have missed the training, oh my goodness. It was the winter of, I think it was the winter of 2020. Maybe summer. This was the inscription on Brother Lee's tomb. And I just was so touched. And let me see if I can find it. Sorry, Saints. Brother Menorah shared it, and he said, this is what is inscribed on Witness Lee's tomb. The process and consummated triune God, according to the good pleasure of his desire, and for the highest intention in his economy, is building himself into his chosen people, and his chosen people into himself, that he may have a constitution in Christ as a mingling of divinity and humanity, to be his organism and the body of Christ, comer as his eternal expression, and the mutual abode for the redeeming God and the redeemed man, period. The ultimate consummation of this miraculous structure of treasure will be the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
For eternity. And this is the last song we sang in this
in this Lord's table. Oh, so precious. Amen.
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 Manifestation of God in the flesh. In the beginning, I think I feel that it's a little, as the brother mentioned, it's very abstract and very high pitched truth. And I entered into 3 days out of the six. But still, like after reading, I feel like it's like pretty hard to share. But yes, and then also like I feel like I'm not. I'm just very weak recently, but yesterday when I was entering into day six, this part, it says, we can pray, oh Lord, I am weak, but you are within me, Lord. Help me, strengthen me, stand with me, and empower me to exercise myself unto godliness in all things.
Amen.
So the Lord in 2 Timothy, it says that the Lord gives us a spirit of power of love and of sober mindedness.
Amen.
Amen. So when we exercise our spirit, we are empowered to live a life of godliness. And Christ, God manifested in the flesh, it starts with Christ, but it doesn't end with just Christ as our head. It also it also extends to the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we as the church in today's age, we are also the manifestation of God in the flesh. I'm really also touched by the part where it is not by the flesh. We cannot manifest God or godliness by our flesh. A lot of the times we try with our own human virtues, with our own strength, but God can only be manifested in the flesh through our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I'm also touched by when Paul mentioned that we just need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Exercising is like physical exercising. You have to actually make an effort to do things. And if it's after a while, you kind of like fall back a little bit. You need to exercise again. It's a daily matter of us to be living a godly life. And this godliness impacts our daily decisions, small decisions, things like what we wear, what pictures we hang on the wall, what haircut we get. Amen. I think it's abstract, but also we can experience this in reality in our day to day.
Amen.
Amen. I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing.
Yes.
Especially on this word manifestation. I think when I read it, I really don't get it. But I think today's sharing, I think really has Lord's leading. I was touched by, in the message, about 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I was pretty surprised that the brother spent a little bit time to talk about this chapter. If you look at the outline, it says that this is God manifested in the flesh in a wider way according to the New Testament principle of incarnation. So I think brothers and sisters all mentioned about the function of the church is the manifestation of Christ, right, of God. But how do we do it? It's actually God imparted himself into us so that we can be one with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we have his spirit that we can be, when we speak, it's actually his speaking. And I think that 1 Corinthians chapter 7 is a very good example of this. If we look 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it has 40 verses, right? When I first read it, I was like, what is this about? It's really not relevant to me, because Paul was talking about married life in that chapter. So, you know, sometimes he says, oh, the Lord says this, and I said this, and sometimes he says, this is my opinion. And I was like, this is your opinion. Why is it in the Bible? Like, you know, if I tell Eddie, you know, like, you should be, you know, with Vedas like this or like that, would that be in the Bible? I dare not say that. But I feel that if we read that chapter, I think, you know, I was also very helped by the life study. There are three chapters on this. And, you know, in the life study, the first chapter, it says that, oh, you know, Paul says those 40 verses. So, you know, you can see the principle of marriage life. So those are like 10 or, you know, like whether you should be alone, whether you should get married, all practical stuff. But then the next chapter, it talks about the principle. So Brother actually mentioned that we really need to get into Paul's spirit.
Amen.
Why did he say those things?
Amen.
So then he summarized and say, oh, there were three principles. One is that we need to be absolute for the Lord. And the second is that not initiating anything. And number three is accepting our circumstances. And I was like, wow. You know, from those 40 verses, you can see those principles.
Amen.
But my point is that I feel that, you know, Paul was really exercising his spirit to be one with the Lord. So, you know, although it says that this is my opinion, this is Paul's opinion, but he is actually one with God. He expressed God. So that's, you know, a good example how we can, you know, manifest it. We can manifest, or we can express God's speaking. So I just feel that it's so practical. You know, sometimes in the church we talk with one another, even like in service coordination or whatever. I have to be honest. Sometimes I feel that God is not within us, because we talk about a lot of things. You know, like myself, but I'm like very emotional, very. You know, exercising my own will, but not actually, you know, take God into consideration or take God into account.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I feel that Melody mentioned about this, you know, and also brothers and sisters, the function of the church is actually the corporate expression of the Lord. So
mm-hmm.
yes, you know, like brothers share. We can read the Bible by ourselves, but if we don't come together, actually it is just for our own benefit. It's not actually not for the body's benefit. So I just pray that, you know, we can all exercise together. We are absolutely for the Lord, not for ourselves,
yeah.
And we do not initiate anything, and we accept, you know, all the circumstances that God prepares for us. And in our circumstances, we can touch the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 40, we end with this, according to my opinion. But I think that I also have the spirit of God.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Not his human opinion. Yes. He was in spirit.
I was so touched Brother Minjin today share about his testimony. I think he just tell us he's a good pattern for the minister, because he just show us he's really kept it. I know Minjin's mother and my mother, we come from the same hometown. I know those our hometown people from Shanghai.
Oh.
Wow, you see, like Erin, you know, very aggressive people. How can he change, make that testimony like a captive? Captive for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that's a good testimony, good pattern. In the Chinese, used to say, you know, we have a revelation, make our heart moving. But we have a pattern that make we moving. 启示叫人心动, 但是榜样叫人行动. Wow. That's really blessed the church in the Piscataway. We really have some brother, sister that have a real experience. You know, the day five message, use a verse that he said, the mystery is great.
Right.
The first thing in the church, in the jail, huh? He said, but I speak it with the regard to the church, to the Christ and the church. Christ and the church. First time in the jail, he talked about the great mystery.
Right.
Oh, during the last day, he's not talk to the church anymore. Not, you know, the group people. He talked to the Timothy. Wow, that's also, you know, remind this young generation. You see, today one verse. Amen. He said the great. Oh, I'm sorry. Confess it. Great is the mystery.
Amen.
Great is the mystery.
Amen.
Wow. He talked to the boy, the second generation, he had a strong burden of godliness. He was manifest in the flesh. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Also, it's great. Also, it's great. The great comes to the Bible 1,089 times. But you see Paul, he won't talk to the spiritual son. He talked to grace, the mystery of godliness. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You say, he who was manifest in the flesh, he used a very good word. He who. Not only Jesus becomes incarnation in the flesh, he was manifest the God. He who. That means the church is the same. Well, manifest in the flesh. We cannot imagine. We can manifesting, but he pretty sure not only Jesus incarnation, not Jesus a human living, he was manifested in the flesh. Amen. Also God in the flesh manifest, and also the spirit in the flesh also can manifest. Okay, talk about the church, he who manifests. This is a wow. This so this verse that we Paul, just like singing, he was, you know, he's not like like me, old man. You won't die. You to talk to very sad. He was singing. Wow, he was manifesting the flesh. Oh, not stop there. Justify in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Even my angel present in his resurrection. The angel and the manifest in the flesh, justifying spirit, and by the angel preach among the nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I think that this is the brother that put the day one and day five, also the verse together, tells us one thing, very important burden. Not only Christ can manifest the church, you and me, we can manifest in the flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Praise Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Lord. Praise Lord for the one body.
Amen. Amen.
Last weekend, Christine and I had the chance. We traveled, flew out Friday night to London,
Amen.
And then came back Sunday.
Amen.
But when we landed Saturday, you know, no sleep. We supposedly had our sleep on the plane. And we had a sister take us all around London. you know, so she has lived there for a number of years, and it was rich in history. You know, if you follow any type of history, I mean, London is just every place you turn, it's just, you know, so wonderful, so rich history. And but the highlight of the whole trip was we, at the end of the day, Saturday, we got to visit Bower House. Mm-hmm. I don't know, yes. For the saints that are familiar with that. And yes. We got to meet the saints that were going through the training. Mm-hmm. And the brother and sister that we were staying with would always tell us, yeah, well, we have a lot of groups around, but, you know, we're sort of scattered, and, you know, and they're kind of small, you know, maybe 10 to 12 people. So when we went on Lord's Day, they were renting a school. And I walk in, and all of a sudden, there's 250 saints.
Wow.
All they had some, you know, I guess you could say it was a corporate meeting, but everybody came together.
Wow.
And it was so rich. It was, you know, saints from, you know, of course, from, you know, from England, but saints from a lot of other different places. Mm. And such. So, it opened my eyes to, you know, say, wow, the one body.
Amen.
Something I always say, but never really, you know, put any meaning to. But this was quite an eye-opener. And the Lord's movement is definitely taking place in England. That's
hallelujah.
The only thing I wish with the English people over there is if they could learn to speak English.
Okay.
Amen. On our flight back, I was sitting next to a lady. She works for the government, English government. She works in the States, though, for NATO. And she talked my ear off, and I could not tell you a single thing she said on the whole trip back. But anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Shelley.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Maybe I can conclude. I really enjoy Brother sharing. This reminds me, like, when I first attended the training in Anaheim, that was a big eye-opener. I still remember that was a Chinese international speaking conference, and the saints from all over the place, from China, Taiwan, Mid East, you know, all over the world, Europe, and U.S., of course. I was thinking, because I was like a church, searching for different churches for a while, and until I saw that, I was like, okay, here is what I'm looking for. Because that's a real manifestation of Lord's body.
Amen.
And Lord's burden, and the word convinced me that this is the church.
Mm-hmm.
I was fellowship with Brother Ming last night. There's a gospel friend in our small group. She was also kind of in the same mode when I was, before I got saved. She was visiting different churches, and, you know, actually those saints, brother and sisters, either from denominations, are pretty aggressive, actually. Knock her door at midnight, or something like that.
Yes.
But actually that scared her. Mm-hmm. And some feeling in her inside tell her that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't join their denomination or, you know, Jehovah's Witness or whatever that is. And she ended up meeting with us. Because I believe in her being, she sensed something. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the feeling of life. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me the proper manifestation of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In the church life setup, right? So this week, clearly we see the function of the church has three main aspects from the verses from 1 Timothy 3. And we end up with this manifestation.
Amen.
I feel like, wow, this is the final consummation of God's economy, right? I was very touched by Sam's sharing that although it's a high-level truth, it's a great vision, but down to the earth, when we practice this, it's very practical and very subtle. We just need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And that sounds easy, but not. No, because that makes efforts. We need to force ourselves. Exercise means you need to make efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Means it's not a, you know, a habitual thing. You have to practice it to make it work. So, and another thing I was very touched is that this is no longer an individual matter. This is a corporate matter.
Yeah.
Right? You can be a very reverent people or like be yourself, very alone. But today, God's economy or God's intention is regarding the church, the corporate expression.
Yes.
And also, that tells us it's not only in meeting. Right? In meeting, maybe it's easier. When we all sit here, we are sitting there properly. We exercise our spirit.
Yes.
Try to say amen to the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
But how about after the meeting?
Amen.
How about we go back to our home?
Yes.
How about we go back to our work?
Yes.
How about we're cooking the food? Or like we're dealing with our kids?
Yes.
In our daily, ordinary life, that's very challenging.
Yes.
And additionally, it's not only our family. Actually, we're all one family.
Right.
Right? This is the house of God. I really enjoy Sister Addie sharing.
Mm-hmm.
When she is the only one at home, she's not only one at home. She has all the sisters come to the home. Right? All the saints come to the home. It's just like a family member.
Amen.
Right? You have to serve food to them. You have to, you know, fellowship with them. Or just a regular chat, to some care, right? Asking others. You know, actually, I was talking with my wife. Every weekend, well, seems like has no our own time. You know, all the kids to our house. Just yesterday, they're like, four family visit us and has sent their like we're like a daycare. They send their kids to our house, and we're kind of used to this life, right? This is our church life.
Amen.
This is our family life, and in all the situation, we can exercise to be the proper expression of God.
Amen.
So I really treasure the ministry bring this to us, and also to some extent that we can really exercise.
Amen.
And I truly, truly believe. This is the God's desire, and this is a way to consummate this age.
Amen.
Although we're small, we probably will never be big because we're small. Because at the local ground, we're small. Last week we visited Lancaster, in church in Lancaster. They actually only that in that Lord's table only has 6 cents. Some of us all of the time to visit some other localities, but we blend with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of senior saints. But it was a wonderful, it was a very wonderful blending time. Although it's short, we have very good blending with them, spend some Lord's table. And because we have a family trip with the gospel friends, and they are actually also surprised. Wow, in Lancaster, such a small place, there's a church there. And we share the same morning revival. And we sing the same hymn and praise the Lord in the same way.
Amen.
So I think they are pretty impressed, and they are confirm that this is the proper church life.
Amen.
I'll continue to pray for them. I hope in someday they will be baptized and believe and join this church life.
Amen.
So yeah, so I just want to end up in this way that, like our brother sister shared, we can exercise this. The key is the spirit, so we can exercise all this in our spirit, and we all need to group and steady fast in the church life,
amen.
The local ground. And finally, I believe, the Lord is actually hasn't his return, right? We see all the situation happening today, like Iran, Israel. I'm not trying to, you know, to give sense, some sense that we're the urgency, but, just try to encourage everybody.
Amen.
How the Lord's predestined us and presented this truth to us, so we can all practice this together.
Amen.
May the Lord bless our coming week, so we can have more experience.
Amen. So last week we have the serving one and the elder. They have a meeting during the last weekend. But you know, before this, we can continue. So I hope we don't waste this morning revival, the page 3. They write down every detail so about the living and the serving according to the God's economy. Concentrating the church. Okay, they have a 9 point. We can read it, just the title together, okay? One, the first one. Living and serving according to the heavenly vision of a God's economy. Second week,
the gospel of the glory of the blessed God.
Three,
the full knowledge of the truth.
Four,
a proper way of life, a proper church life.
Five,
how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
Exercising ourselves in godliness.
Okay. And six,
a good minister of Christ.
Correct. Eight,
The function of the church, the house of the living God, and the pillar and base of the truth.
Amen. Nine.
The function of the church, the corporate manifestation of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Amen.
Let's hold fast these truths.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, really to muse this up before you.
Amen.
Can this, all these truths can truly becoming our reality.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make your church a corporate manifestation of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Right, we give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, we want to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We can be in the godliness.
Amen.
We'll exercise unto godliness.
Amen.
Oh, that the church would be a manifestation of God in the flesh.
Amen.
Every member, every living stone.
Amen.
Must exercise.
Amen.
Our spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Lot more divine element gained by us daily.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So I probably should.